You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local Omaha Area Director. You probably know who it is already, but social media specialist, that's your second clue, Ray Hughes. Ray, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's a sunny day. We need more of these.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to step up my intro. Did you like that?
You're taking it to a new place, Brandon. We'll leave it right there.
I might put it right back where it once was. All right, so today we are doing something straight out of the BNI Passport to Success, because we felt this is something, especially during the summertime, we want to talk a little bit about inviting. We're going to kind of look at the effective and ineffective things to do when inviting.
And, you know, we were talking about this the other day, where the seeds that you plant in the summer are the results you see in the fall. So if you want to continue things growing for your chapter, a lot of people busy in the summer, they think we kind of take some time off. But we don't want to do that, because we want those results when we're back and ready to attack come fall. So let's keep moving with inviting. And here's some things, you know, we hear some things, and there's some things right here in the passport, which if you don't have your old little passport booklet handy, there is a version of it on BNI University. If you go into content and search for passport, it's like one of the first couple PDF files you'll see as you go in there. But go look that up. There's a page in there that says how to successfully invite, and that's what we're going to be looking at today.
So at the bottom, it says avoid saying the following, and we're going to go through the whole list. But like I said, we got ineffective and effective things on this, and the first thing on there, it says, avoid saying BNI. Now, I have a great story for this, and this is a dear story that involves the founder, Chief Visionary Officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. So at our conferences, we do roundtables, and you have the opportunity to pick a roundtable that is a topic you would enjoy or you would get education out of. And one of them was on the passport. And the mediator that was at this table, her and I were having lunch before, and she goes, you know, Brandon, at these roundtables, I've got this passport one. I know it, but I'm not super comfortable with it. How comfortable are you? And my response was, well, I've literally been doing workshops for the last 3-4 years on it. I would be more than happy to sit through the first one with you and help any way that I can. So I went and I sat at the table with her, and Dr. Ivan Meisner sat at the table too. So for those of you that don't know, when it comes to BNI conferences, Ivan is very hands-on. You get to meet him. You get to spend time with him. He's in the hallways to say hi, and he is involved in the breakouts and the roundtables.
That participation is excellent, because he's adding something everywhere he goes to everybody.
So he's looking through the passport, and we kind of get on the topic of this page, and he goes, I just got one question. Why does it say avoid saying BNI? And he goes, that's the Amway of inviting. Now, for me, I know what Amway is, but I wasn't involved in the big wave. I wasn't old enough yet for people to be like trying to get me into it. But if I'm correct, Ray, and I don't know how familiar you are, but wasn't it just very vague on, hey, let me tell you something, and then you can order all your toilet paper from this?
Brandon, I've got this excellent business opportunity for you. Would you like to sit down with me? I'm going to tell you how you can make lots of money and do all kinds of neat things. Well, what would we be doing? Would you sit down with me and we'll talk about this business opportunity? It was all about selling an opportunity. And not selling anything else really beyond that to get your hook in there. And then you sit down with somebody and they tell you, well, here's how our marketing works. And you're like, well, if I would have known that's what this was, maybe I would not have come.
Right.
So I think that sort of hook that went into a lot of people was kind of flavoring why that appears there the way that it is.
Right. And I'm very focused on that one specific company, because a lot of the other companies that have a team that they build that are representing BNI, they do a great job representing what the product is, how it's going to benefit you, and if you choose to go further with it.
Right. They've all learned keeping it a mystery is maybe not necessarily the best thing to do.
Right. And for us, I'm proud of BNI Heartland brand. I mean, I know I'm very involved in it, but you should be proud of your chapter. You should be proud of your fellow members. When you pass a referral in BNI, you don't say, well, they're kind of good. You say, this guy's amazing. You have to use them. And that's how we pass those referrals. So I would say, talk about BNI. I would say, talk about your chapter. Be proud of it when you're inviting them.
It's certainly okay to mention. It's one of those things, you saw it in the list. I'm like, why the heck would you do that?
Right.
Next thing on the list that says to avoid saying the following is weekly meeting.
I don't have time for that.
Well, you might, but there is a certain standard that comes with it when you say weekly meeting. I think it's okay to say I'm going to go to a meeting with a bunch of professionals. It's a great chance to expose your business. But saying the word weekly gives a certain level of obligation to it already for someone that you're just looking to have visit the chapter.
Right, right. And we'll get a little more into the – actually, it's the next one on there. The next one is join. And I always say, don't invite for them to join, invite for them to get exposure for their business and to meet the other professionals. So I think your point on the weekly meeting, that's obligation right out of the front. But if I come in and I've got four or five people in my contact sphere that I could either pass referrals to or get referrals from, well, when you ask me to make that weekly commitment, well, I want to be in front of these people every week. So yeah, that's easy. But if I don't know those things, right? If I haven't been to the meeting yet, that's where that weekly meeting can kind of be a higher obligation. And then, of course, joining, that right. puts obligation.
Those
right
two go hand in hand. Yeah, yep. You're putting an obligation out there. And really, I'm comfortable in saying that some businesses just are maybe not a good fit at BNI at this particular point in their business or their life or whatever else is going on. Maybe this isn't the thing for them right now on this regular basis, but this is their opportunity to learn where it might fit in later on. So if we're kind of stressing the obligation and the let's do this and let's do that right out of the hat, let's find out if this fits for them first before we start talking about what the obligations are going to be and the expectations along those lines. So kind of avoiding talking about that obligation side and talking more about the opportunity side is what we're trying to accent there.
Absolutely. Ray, you ever been to a networking event?
I've been to a number of networking events.
So have I. I enjoy them. Do you enjoy them?
I enjoy many of them.
Right. But I don't think everybody has always gotten the results they expected, be it their personal expectation or not, when they went to a networking event. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree to that.
So it does say to avoid saying networking. And what I want to remind everybody is BNI is a referral organization. If you look through the agenda that the president follows, the only place it says networking is the first 15 minutes of open networking. Everything else does focus on referrals. So when you tell somebody, hey, do you want to come to my networking event? You don't know what their experience has been in the past of networking events. But when you tell somebody, hey, can I get you exposure for your business? Or would you like to come to my referral group? Well, now that puts an expectation that we do more than just network. And like we said, we both go to a lot of networking events. We enjoy them. They're important for your business, but you don't know the experiences people have had in the past. And sometimes that one specific word is just that instant turnoff. And if they think networking doesn't work for their business, but referrals do, coming to my referral group might be a little more attractive.
For someone who's maybe only gone to a handful of networking events, maybe not super comfortable with it, either from a lack of knowledge or being an introvert, this is also something that they might find challenging or off-putting when you say the word networking for them. If they've had a bad experience with something like that where they just felt like they were the person in the corner and they didn't know who to talk to or what to say, we offer some tools for people to get better at that. And so when they get into it, they'll understand what networking can be and what they can do. But right now, they might not be in that place.
Right.
So again, it's one of those words, if you know you've met them at networking events or seen them at a number of networking events, you might be okay with that word. But as a general rule, if you're not sure, it's probably a word to avoid in that sense.
Excellent. Membership, which I think goes right into the weekly meeting, the join, it's still one of those, you're putting an obligation on them that, you know, if they've heard that before, they may not be interested in coming. But like I've said, once they see what BNI can do for their business, then those words, they don't mean the same. You know what I mean? Great example. I wanted to get the application for membership when I went and visited a chapter. But if somebody said, hey, do you want to come and get a membership at my referral group? Well, you might say no because you don't know what it is.
Are you going to make me do the secret handshake? Yeah. Are we going to have the initiation out back? Is this something that I have to worry about from a membership side? Sometimes that can, again, be one of those things that sounds a little bit intimidating to people if they don't understand what membership entails and what it means to us. So again, it's just one of those words that sometimes can set people off from an experience they've had elsewhere. And really, there's no need to introduce that in the invitation process. That is something that once they've experienced the meeting and get that chance to have that orientation with the visitor host, then we can start really kind of exploring that.
Okay. Member success program, and it says palms in here, but I also put in, if you're talking about the Power of One report, I chuckle at this one because, and I say this when I'm doing the mentor coordinator workshop, if you're inviting people and talking about member success program or talking about the Power of One report, I mean, even talking about one-to-ones, these are very much BNI terms.
Right.
And you're probably going too far in depth on what BNI is when you're just inviting somebody. And I think those words or those specific things are in there because it's more than you need to be telling them.
We have a lot of members that are very passionate and very excited and very devoted to what BNI has done for them and their business and their lives and things like that. And it's really easy when you're excited and passionate and wanting to talk about something to just show everybody everything you know. It's like you're overflowing with enthusiasm. And then you'll start talking about things. Maybe they did learn something in Member Success Program that really did help them and benefit their lives. And they want to start getting into that. It can just seem a little, again, intimidating, confusing to people who aren't already involved. So in the invitation time, maybe not the best time to start talking about this. As we've had the chance to have that exposure, maybe have them visit a meeting, then we can start talking about some of these things. But is you're inviting at that stage in time, probably not the best for it.
Right. So I think judging on what all these things to avoid saying, it says how to successfully invite. Simply, you give an introduction. You say that, you know, I have a great group. I'd like to get you exposed to these fellow business people. Or you said that you wanted to start working with these following professions. May I introduce you to them at my referral group that I go to? Or may I introduce you and buy you lunch? Or may I introduce you at breakfast? It's just a very simple invite to offer them exposure for their business. And then they have the opportunity to see the structure, the fun, the education that we have in BNI. And that is what will drive them to make that decision if they want to apply or not. And I always take the mindset, they are applying. Just because they showed up and they put in an application and they pay their dues, that doesn't guarantee that they've made it into the meeting or that they've made it into the chapter. And I think when we have that mindset, one, we're going to invite so that we have more opportunity to find that right person. Every now and then I hear we're focusing on quality, not quantity. But ironically, you have to have quantity to find quality. You can't guarantee that you invited the best person and they chose to come. You need to have more options if you really are looking for that quality. But on top of that, the more simple your invitation is, the better.
We had a saying in our radio days, keep it simple. I've heard people involve that even more, adding extra words to it. But really, the simpler you make it, the easier it is. And don't confuse this simplicity with like we're trying to hide something. It's not like it's a secret to anything along these lines. People will ask you these questions. Well, how much does it cost? What do I have to do? Things like that. And really what I like to defer is say, look, let's come with me to the meeting, see what you find out, talk to some people. If this is something that's a good fit for you, we can talk about that more.
Yep.
After you've been there.
Yeah, if I was buying a Tesla and I knew nothing about it, I would think the cost is ridiculous. But you go sit in a Tesla and you drive and you're like, so it's really only that much, huh? Like, it's just the value. It's the value perceived. And until they see what BNI is, I mean, once again, and I've said this before, I don't think my parents fully understand what BNI is, right? Like they kind of wonder what I do from time to time. They probably wouldn't necessarily see all the things as an advantage until they would see exactly what it is. And yes, I would love to take my mom to a meeting someday.
I'm just looking to take a drive in a Tesla.
Oh, that's great. Well, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, this was a good one.
It was. Do you know somebody that can hook me up with a Tesla?
No, I honestly don't. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.